Rach, a few months ago, we decided we wanted to get back on board and team up with Anglicare again for the hit Hamper Drive. It's been a big success over the past few years, and we thought, well, we wanted to try and up the ante a bit. Why not try and up the challenge a bit and shoot for 500 hampers?
It was a big goal. We didn't think we would get there. But,
well, we wouldn't be able to do it without the help of the community.
Absolutely, of course.
But, yeah, it's been an unreal response. And joining us in the studio right now to have a bit of a chat about the progress of the hit hamper drive is Esty from Anglicare. Esty, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, much a pleasure to everyone. Yes,
it's been a full on few past months. I'm guessing particularly for you guys. Every time we see you guys,
yeah,
I mean, you look like a little bit overwhelmed. Has it been a bit like that?
It is overwhelming. Yeah, I walked into the office and I thought, no, this is enough. I'm out. Because you don't know where to start. We've got that much.
Yeah.
So community, absolutely great.
The response really has been great, hasn't
absolutely.
It?
Yeah. Everyone, the churches, the schools, individuals. Oh, my gosh, there's no word for it.
Yeah, you've been under the pump big time. Would you say it's been the biggest response you've ever had?
Ever. I've been doing it for like 10 years in a row now, but it started small.
Mm.
But this year, I mean, 484 hampers received.
Wow.
And 439 out.
Wow.
Right. And
it will not stop. It will still go on next week. So hoping for the 500. So
yeah,
it would be great.
It's looking very, very close indeed. We were just in there to see you guys just a couple of days ago, and that pantry was full of food.
So
I mean,
good to see.
Just tell us how important it is to have reserves of food like that ready to go.
The hampers are going out now, so that will be for the Christmas period. There's New Year coming,
mm-hmm.
so people on Centrelink payments will not have that reserve. So first week or first month of January will be crazy busy.
Yeah.
I know that. So they actually need that more. Not that I'm saying Christmas not, but they will need that more to survive the whole of January or by the time they get payments again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been
that is important.
It's amazing how many businesses and you know, just individuals and families have got involved. I mean, there's too many to start to mention them right now. We'll put a list on our website thanking everyone individually, but we'll be here all day if we thank everyone.
Oh,
but
that's it.
I mean, so many businesses have just gone direct to you guys and dropped it off and weren't looking, not that any of them are, but
yeah,
they're not looking for any sort of credit. They're just doing it out of a genuine good gesture.
And if we ask the address or something, postal box, just to send thank you notes. Oh, no, don't worry. We love doing this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we can't mention someone. We can't thank everyone. We have to thank everyone.
Everybody.
Because we're going to miss out someone. It's going to happen.
And describe when somebody comes in to pick up a hamper, what's the kind of emotion that you see from them?
That is, for us, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go to the gender side, but if men started to cry, you know. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I would say 3/4 of everybody, you can see they appreciate, but they cannot express their feeling. They just cannot. They just walked out and
they're overwhelmed.
Yes. Absolutely.
But that's how we want it to be, too.
Yes,
we don't
exactly
want them to feel
yes
like they need to say anything.
No, definitely not. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
But, single dads and kids, oh my gosh, if they walk in, oh my gosh,
the kids.
The quality of the hampers are also good.
I think they're worth about, if I guess, I tried to add it up, about $100-$150 per hamper.
Wow.
Some of them,
that's
I know.
Amazing.
That's without toys. That's without the toys, presents, whatever. We don't even add that up.
Now, Esty, as we mentioned before, if somebody wants to donate a hamper, it's still not too late to do it. They can just go directly to you at 39 Gordon Street.
Straight to us, yes.
And you'd happily take it.
Yeah, because what we do not give out next week will still be crazy, but after, like in January, February, that food can still go on, never stops.
Still very important to mention that Christmas is a big, important time, but after Christmas, there's still people who.
Yes, definitely. Well, it's ongoing a whole year.
Yeah.
We never
people
stop with
always
the emergency.
Need food.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Well,
but from you guys, absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, our pleasure. Our pleasure to be involved. It's been great going to see the businesses and seeing them, and it's just a great positive vibe from everybody involved.
Very feel good.
Isn't
our hearts have been warmed by everybody, by you guys and by everybody that's donated.
It's great to see
it's
you
been
and
lovely.
Lynn. Yeah, you guys are so lovely. The work you guys do is incredible.
Amazing.
If it wasn't for Lynn, Well, all the volunteers, yeah. But Lynn especially.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You guys have done a great job. And look, it's been so great to be involved with you guys once again. So we hope you have a very Merry Christmas also and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, we cannot wait, actually, because go out, okay, enough is enough.
Have a break.
Yeah, our families now.
Your family now, exactly.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Esty from Anglicare, thanks very much for coming in.
And, thanks for having me, yes.
Doing a great
thank
job.
Thank you.